in the land, the blessed God's full light, let it shine forevermore.
Amen. We are having a wonderful time this day. Amen. Well, this afternoon I am here, not as your guest preacher, but to introduce your surprise preacher this afternoon. He has a text and a title, and the text will come out of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, and the chapter is 4, and the verse is 12. And before I read the text and the title, your messenger this afternoon is one of our elders who supports our youth ministry, and he is young at heart. And he has many years serving the Lord, and he's going to bring a message this afternoon. And the verse says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." This afternoon's title is "Let No Man Despise Thy Youth" by Brother Clyde Brown.
Go tell it on the mountain and over the hill and there, everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Good evening. I'll thank Brother Brown for this opportunity to bring a few words this evening. And I promise I won't keep you long. And like I said, I got the readers there. They'll be reading for me. Let no man despise thy youth. It's tough being young. It always has been. God tells us, as young people, we are to obey our parents. Ephesians 6:1.
And it reads, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well in with thee, and our mayest live long on the earth."
Okay. Why, young folks, should you obey your parents? Because they have been here longer than you have. They have been down the road of life, but you have to go. They know the curves in the road. They know the pitfalls, the potholes in the road. So obey your parents. And again, in verse 2 it says, "Honor thy father and thy mother," which is the first commandment with promise. It's commandment to honor your parents. And verse 3 tells us that it may be well with thee, and thou shalt may it be long on earth. I know some children try not to obey their parents, but it's a commandment to obey your parents. I know you can get into trouble, easily get into trouble, but it's hard to get out. I know I used to tell my son, he used to want to ride from school with his friends, drop him off at the door. I said, "You don't know what those kids got in the car. You may have drugs, a car, or a gun in the car." You don't know what they got. They're your friends, but once you get in trouble, you're all going down. So be careful who your friends are. The world said, do not listen to your parents. Do your own thing. What surely one of the greatest difficulties in life is being young. But it don't have to be that way. God has given us some help. Paul to Timothy was, let no man despise thy youth. One translation says, don't let anyone give you the opportunity to despise you because you are young. Paul tells us how we are to do this. If we live the right kind of life, no one will be able to despise our youth. To be an example. The word example is used in the Bible to tell us that there are some ways we should not live, and some ways we should live. We are told that we should not be like the wicked city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Jude 7.
Even as Satan, Sodom, and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
Okay. You tell us, do not be like the wicked people of Sodom and Gomorrah, going through the city, fornicating, and sowing your wild oats. That's not a good example, young people, to follow. You never know, sowing your wild oats, you never know what may come up. So, this be a good example. When Jesus was teaching his disciples about how they should be servants, he said to them, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done." John 13:14-15.
If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given an example of that ye should do as I have done.
Okay. Jesus didn't have to wash his disciples' feet. I think any one of them would have been privileged to wash his feet. But he's showing them an example of what they should do. Show an example. Young people, we can show our neighbor, if our neighbor needs his grass cutting, you know, his grass is high, he may be sick or up in age, can't cut it. Ask him, can you cut it for him? Show them an example that you are with them, and you care for them. Okay? That'd be one of the good examples we can show as young people. Not only young people, any of us can show good examples to our peers. The Bible said, I think in Galatians 6:10, therefore, if you have the opportunity, let's do good to all men, especially those in the household of faith. So, do good to your fellow men. It'll come back to you. I know I cut my neighbor grass for 2 years. And I didn't charge him any money. He was a World War II POW. He had gone to the senior home. I cut his grass for almost 2 years until his children decided they was felt guilty, I guess. They decided to give me some money. But I didn't charge him anything. So a good example. The impact of these two statements is that we all set examples. We choose whether to set the wrong example or the right kind of example. Young people, it does not matter what age you are. You are setting some kind of example. And in this message, Paul tells us what kind of example we should set. To the believers, Paul was telling Timothy that he should set a pattern for all Christians. He was saying that if you set this right kind of example, it will keep people from despising your youth. And if you live this way, he would announce that true Christianity is based on character, not age. Some people talk about young people being the church of tomorrow, but that statement is nowhere found in Scripture. Every person who has named the name of Christ and has been baptized into his death is a Christian and is a vital part of the church of our Lord, not someday, but right now. 1 Corinthians 12:13-21.
For by one Spirit are we all baptized, one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not the body. Is it therefore not the body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body. Is this therefore not of the body? Is the whole body where the hearing, if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? Mm-hmm. But now hath God sent the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath placed him.
Okay.
And if they were all of one member, where the body? But now are there many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you.
Okay. In the body, there's no little U's and big I's in the body. We all have a battle role in the church. Whether you've just been baptized or you've been baptized for 30 years, we all have a vital role in the church. Okay? So, young people, you are important in the body. Okay? In charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. These characteristics have more to do with the inner man. But even though in the inner, more private qualities will have a public manifestation. What we allow to enter into our hearts and minds will come out in our everyday life. The wise man said, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Proverbs 3:23-7.
For as we he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee.
Okay. What goes into your mind and heart will come out. I remember when we had TV shows the family could watch, like My Three Sons, Leave It to Beaver, Ball No Best. But the shows now, half of the TV show now would be Rated X. You can't turn on the TV now without having a bedroom scene. So stay away from, be careful what goes into your heart, what goes out, comes out. What comes out, what goes in should be example to others. Okay. Okay. Missed something. Did I get to John 13, 14, 15? I got that. Okay. Okay. In conversation, the first two specific qualities mentioned by Paul to have with behavior. Christian young people, our speech and our actions must say to the world that we belong to Christ. Let me read that again. The first two specific qualities mentioned by Paul have to do with behavior. As Christian young men or people, our speech and our actions must say to the world that we are where we belong to Christ. Colossians 4:6.
Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man.
Okay. Let your speech be seasoned with salt. You're saying, I don't care how people talk to you, but when you answer them in a way that would not, that you will not be ashamed. They'll have some reason to say bad things about you. I know some people can talk to you any kind of way, the way you say it, but always come across with them with a pleasant attitude. Sometimes we have to think before we speak. The old man can come up with in us sometime, and we'll let things come out where we shouldn't. Like I said, let your word be seasoned with salt before we speak. And let's go to Titus 2:6-8.
Young men likewise exhort to be sober minded in all things, shewing thyself in a pattern of good works, in doctrines dwelling on uncorruptness,
uncorruptible,
gravity, sincerely, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the
contrary
part many be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
What are you saying here? Number 8 says, sound speech that cannot be condemned. that he may have that he that is of a contrary part may be ashamed, and having no evil thing to say of you. He may be, like I said before, he may be angry and saying all kinds of things, but when he hear you not coming out your mouth like that, sometimes people are ashamed of what they said to you. They say, well, I shouldn't have said that to that young man or that person. He didn't come back at me like that, like I came into him. So sometimes you make them ashamed of what they say, how they spoken to you.
Okay.
In charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. These later characteristics have more to do with the inner man, but even the inner even the inner more qualities have special manifestation. These later characteristics have more to do with the inner man, but even these inner more private qualities have a public manifestation that we allow to enter the heart and mind will come out in our everyday life. The wise man said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We said that, okay. Young people, we should live our life both privately and publicly in such a way that there be no one would be able to despise our youth. In so doing, we will be an example, and we will be glorified the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In my conclusion, let's go to Proverbs 22:6.
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Okay. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he was old, he will not depart from you. Is it this public school responsibility to train your child? No, it's not. It's the parent. It's the parent's responsibility. It's not even the church's responsibility. The church plays a role, but it's not really the church's responsibility to train up your child the way to go. Your child is with you more than he is with the church. And with you more than it is in school. You send your child to school there to learn, not for the teacher to participate and Johnny sit down, be quiet. They can't teach the rest of the kids for Johnny running a racket. I've seen kids out in the mall, grabbing toys down, sitting down playing with them in the middle of the aisle. Parents going along, not paying any attention to them. I want to grab them up so bad, but they're not mine. So some of them that have a duck fit if they take the toys from the kids. So that's the way we the ones to train up our kids, not the school, not the. The church plays, like I said, the church plays a rattle in part, but it really is not the church. It's our parents' part. And 2 Timothy 1:5. We see who trained up Timothy. I think it was his grandmother. Anyone got that?
When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in the truth in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother
Eunice,
and I am persuaded that in thee also.
Okay. It was Timothy's grandmother and his mother would train him up in the admiration of the Lord. And before, then after that, Paul took over. So Parents, it's our responsibility to train up our children in the admonition of the Lord, not no one else. And we should also pray for our kids all the time. Always pray for our kids. After leave home, that's the time we should pray for them more than any other time. I know in Job 1, verse 5, he prayed for his kids constantly. He always prayed for them. When our kids are out there, right on our in the home with us, we know pretty much of what they're doing, where they're going. But when they get out on their own, we don't know what they're doing, where they're going. So pray for our children constantly. So that's what I have. So to the church family, if Satan has caused you to sin and have you separated from the love of the Lord this evening, we ask you to come. And then we'll go to the Heavenly Father on your behalf. And there may be someone here tonight that's not a member of the church that they can read about in the Bible. That church that God said he's going to give back at the end of time. You too can come. The one way with five steps, you become a part of that church. Come by hearing the Word of God. You also come by believing the Word, believing what you hear. You also come by confessing the Jesus. Repenting of your sins, being godly, sorry for the things you've done in the past, and returning from them and want to follow Christ. You also come by confessing to Jesus, confessing to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as recorded in Romans 10:9-10. Be willing to be buried in water, grave, or baptism for your sins. If you stand in either position, I ask you to come. If you continue, sing a verse of a song.
640. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling for you and for me. See on the portals his way.